Good afternoon, everybody. We're all home today with a big, big snowstorm outside, with our driveways and our streets and our houses all covered with snow. I hope everyone is enjoying their time off and enjoying the opportunity to play with their children or other family members. So I always think when it snows, it's an opportunity to talk about something that really inspires me from the davening when we mention about snow. And in order to fully appreciate this comment, we're going to begin with a pasuk in this past week's parsha, Parshas Beshalach. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe. So the Jewish people are now traveling in the desert, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Hineni mamtir lachem lechem min hashamayim. I'm going to now make something special fall from the heavens, fall from the sky, and that is going to sustain the Jewish people. And there are very detailed instructions that are given. V'yatza ha'am v'laktu. And the community should go out and gather that food, devar yom biyomo, every day. They have to gather exactly what they need for that day. Lema'an anasenu. I am doing this, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I want to test them. Hayelech biso rasi imlo. Will they follow the rules of my Torah or not? And there's a major discussion among the Rishonim. What exactly is the nisayon of having man? I would say that a life and an existence of man is a wonderful life. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the man, and the objective of giving the man was in order to test the Jewish people? Rashi writes that the test was very simple. The test was, would the Jews follow, would they adhere, would they abide to the laws and the directions that they were given with regard to the man? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, every day you're to take the amount that you need for your family, no more and no less. Every day you're to take what you need for that day, and tomorrow you will take again what you need for the next day. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to test them here to see, can the Jewish people adhere to the laws? Can they follow exactly the instructions that they were given? The Ramban disagrees, and the Ramban has his own interpretation of what exactly the Nisayon was. And the Ramban explains, number one, the Nisayon was, people didn't know what the man was. They were used to seeing chicken and meat and salmon and salad and all kinds of different food items that they were used to seeing and experiencing and tasting. And suddenly they had this man that they didn't really know what it was. Nobody really knew what it would taste like. And that was a Nisayon. Number two, says the Ramban, the fact that I wake up in the morning and I know that I have food today and I'm not nervous about what will be for my family's sustenance tomorrow, that is a tremendous nisayon. Somebody who doesn't know every day whether or not they're going to be laid off from their job, from their position, does not really have a settled life at all. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to test the Jewish people to see, how strong is your emunah? I gave you food and sustenance today. Will you live it out till tomorrow? And there are many, many questions that you can ask on the Ramban. This is a very rich discussion. Obviously, most basically the question is, if you're going for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you food and man every single day, at a certain point, it's no longer a test. What exactly is the test? It's no longer a level of uncertainty or unpredictability. I know that every single morning it has worked out. Why should I assume that tomorrow morning it's not? Which leads the Svarno and the Arachayim and others to say their own idea, that perhaps the test over here was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't make the Jewish people work or exert themselves in order to sustain their families. And when people have too much time on their hands, when people don't have to work hard, when they don't have to do anything, then it often leads them into trouble. It leads them either to go and their minds wander and do things that they shouldn't do. It leads them to fight with other people. In fact, that's the comment of the Zohar HaKadosh, that we have to be careful on Shabbos not to fight. And many ask, what do you mean? You have to be careful every day not to fight. But the Zohar HaKadosh says that on Shabbos, when people are home and they don't have work, unfortunately, that's often the opportunity that they have to fight with each other because everyone's just home. They don't have so much to do. And that leads to do things that they otherwise would not do. And says the Arachayim HaKadosh, maybe that was the Nisayon of the man. Having a parnasa is a great gift, not only because it gives a person an opportunity to provide for his or her family, but also because it gives an opportunity for a person to be busy with something meaningful. And by doing so, they save themselves from doing other activities that they otherwise should not be doing. So the Ramchal, in his very important Sefer Mesilas Yesharim, boils down what life is all about. And he says, Nimtzenu Lemedim. Our world is made up of so many different facets, of so many components. And the Ramchal says, if you want to boil it all down, you can say the following. Ki ikar mitzias ha'adam ba'olam hazeh. Our existence here in this world is only l'kayim mitzvos. It's just to observe the mitzvos, vilavo, to serve Hashem, vilamod b'nisayon, and to overcome the challenges of life. And says the Ramchal, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me a house to live in, a car to drive, food to eat, clothing to wear, and everything else that I have, all the other trappings, is just that I should have the comfort level to be able to then have the presence of mind to be omed b'nisayon, to then overcome challenges. If while I'm overcoming certain challenges, I also have to worry about not having a roof over my head and not having heat in my house and not having food to eat, it will be impossible for me to overcome any challenges that HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws my way. And therefore, says the Ramchal, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a beautiful, luxurious, exciting world around us is that we should have the framework and the peace of mind to be able to handle any challenges that come our way. Now, says the Sefer Chassidim, just because a person has overcome a certain challenge in life does not guarantee that now they will overcome all challenges in life. And the Sefer Chassidim explains, Imamadata b'nisayon gadol. Sefer Chassidim was written by the Jews in Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Ashkenazic Jews in the 12 and 1300s. And they write, Imamadata b'nisayon gadol. Just because you have overcome some kind of tremendous challenge, Al tamin be'atzmacha ad yomoscha. Don't think that that means you now are going to be able to overcome every subsequent challenge. Don't say to yourself, well, if I was able to withstand this great test that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put my way, that means I'm going to be able to do everything going forward and now I'm safe. Not true. Says the Sefer Chassidim, She'ein yetzahara shel hayom shava l'shel esmol. The challenge that I have today is not the same as the one I had yesterday. It's not the same that I'm going to have tomorrow. And therefore, he says, one has to always be on guard to make sure that they do whatever they can to be best suited for any challenge that might come their way. And in fact, he even goes further and quotes a Medrash Tanchuma, where the Medrash writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avram Avinu had a riveting conversation with each other. And this is amazing. After Avram Avinu has been through the 10 tests, the Asara Nisyonos that are described in the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, Avram Avinu is able to withstand so much in his life, so much greater than anything else that most people are ever challenged to do. And yet Avram Avinu, after he withstands the tremendous Nisayon, the great test of the Akedah, he's asked to give over, to sacrifice his own child, his one and only son that he was waiting so long to have from Sarah Imenu, and now he does that and he does exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of him. Avram Avinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Eini Zoz Mikan Ad Shetishva Li Shelo Tenaseni Ol Diolam. That's it. I can't take any more challenge. I just can't do it. And I want you to promise me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you will not test me anymore. I've been through too much in my life. And you could say, what do you mean, if you've even overcome the Akedah, what are you concerned about? Everything else is a breeze. Avraham Avinu says, no, I've had the strength to overcome whatever I've overcome until this point. I've even been able to overcome the Nisayon HaAkedah, but now I want you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to promise me no more Yisurim, no more tests. This is just too overwhelming, it's too much. And therefore the Medrash ends off that the Yisurim, the challenges that came to Eov much later on in history, were really destined to go on to Avram Avinu. He was supposed to have all those challenges, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a promise to him that he will not challenge him anymore, which is why later on in history there was another individual by the name of Eov who had to finish up all of the experiences that Avram Avinu did not want to have. But what you see from this is, says the Sefer Chassidim, that just because an individual has overcome one particular obstacle or challenge in their life does not mean that they are not going to have challenges that will really be difficult for them as life goes on, which is the reason why every morning in Birchas HaShachar, when we start our davening, we offer a tefillah, and we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a number of different requests. And one of them is, we ask you, Al tivienu lo lidei bizayon, velo lidei nisayon. Please do not test us. Please do not challenge us. We don't want to be tested. We don't want to be challenged. It's sometimes very difficult. And even though I have a strong personality, and even though I know I've persevered in other instances in my life, and I've overcome, it's not necessarily the case that I will always have the strength and the fortitude to be able to do that again. And therefore, we ask a heartfelt tfila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please do not test me. So much so that the Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin says, David HaMelech asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, bring it on. Give me a test. I'm a strong person. I'm David HaMelech. I'll overcome. Don't you worry. And in fact, the Gemara says, David HaMelech did not overcome. He made a mistake. And he violated an Avera when he thought he would be able to handle it. He asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring a challenge upon him, and he was not able to withstand that challenge, which is something that is expanded upon in the Yalkut Shimoni. It says that David HaMelech turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, you know, I'm looking through the davening and it says, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Velokei Yaakov. I look through many of the Pesukim in Chumash and it says that you are the God of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Hey, you're missing somebody in that list. Why doesn't it also say, Elokei David? I'm also a towering Torah personality. I'm somebody who has invested so much in the Jewish people, in the leadership of the Jewish people. Why am I not a part of that list? Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Elokei David. Why am I not included in the list of the greats of the Jewish people? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns back to him and he says, really? I'll tell you why. The reason why Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are given that divine appellation is because I tested them and they overcame all of those challenges. You, David HaMelech, have not been tested on that level. To which David responds, okay, I'm prepared for the test. Allow me to be tested. And ultimately, unfortunately, David HaMelech fails that test, which is the answer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, which really emphasizes and reinforces why it is that we offer this tefillah every day, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save us from any nisayon. We don't want the Ribono Shel Olam to test us at all. There's a fascinating tshuva that Rav Moshe writes in the Igros Moshe, Chelek Eben HaEzer, where he talks about a shaila that he got from the leadership of Chinuch Atzmai in Eretz Yisrael. And he says that there were many on the leadership of a certain school in Eretz Yisrael, in Chazon Yecheskel, where he says that there was a suggestion that maybe they should build a pool in one of the campuses of the local school, of the local Chinuch Atzmai Yeshiva that they had built. And there was a major discussion back and forth, and they all decided to ask Rav Moshe Feinstein. And Rav Moshe says, I don't understand what the question is. He says, if you're going to save people from going to a mixed beach, and you're going to save them and now allow them to have an opportunity for an outlet in the school campus on their own, what is the question? So you're asking me, he says, why is it my problem that children are going to go to the beach? He says, what do you mean? Do you understand the challenge that that is for not children, but young adults and for teenagers to go to a beach where they are so faced with so many things that they should not be looking at, so many experiences they should not be having? He says, don't you understand how much you're saving them? And by taking them out of that very difficult circumstance and challenge that they will be faced with at home, you are now saving their lives and you are helping so much in their development, in their spiritual development. It's a beautiful tshuva that Rav Moshe writes here. It's a beautiful hashkafa that he has. But Rav Moshe once again says, is this not what we daven for every day? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save us from nisayon. And he says, we have to make sure that we try to save ourselves from a nisayon as well. It reminds me of the comment of the Vilna Gaon, where the Vilna Gaon writes, yes, there are times where a person in life gets to a situation where they are unable to withstand the challenge. And for that, writes the Vilna Gaon, you will not be punished because it was too overwhelming, it was too difficult for me. I have a right to say, I was an anus, I had no choice, I had nothing to do. But the Vilna Gaon says what a person will be held accountable for is how they got themselves to that place. Maybe it's all of those steps that we didn't take, all of those safeguards that we did not put up before getting ourselves into this difficult situation that we're in now. That, says the Vilna Gaon, is something I will be held accountable for, which is really an important concept my father often mentions. I found that Rav Tzedek HaKohen Lublin has the same thing in a number of places. But basically the idea is, yes, there are times that the Gemara says somebody faces a challenge and is unable to overcome that challenge. In such a case, we assume that I will not be held responsible because I am an anus. The same way if somebody is sick, if somebody's having a surgery and they're unable to put on talis and tefillin or keep Shabbos, or they're unable to do all kinds of things that the Torah expects them to do because they aren't feeling well or because there's a gun to their head physically or metaphysically, whatever it might be, we assume that they will not be held responsible because there's a concept of onus. There are times in life when I'm not responsible because I was under duress, I had no choice. So too, we assume that there are certain challenges in life that if I am unable to overcome that challenge, I am not held accountable for that because I am able to claim that I was an anus. It's similar, lahavdil elef havdalos. Every so often we have a case in the United States or all around the world where somebody is called into before a judiciary committee, and they're able to claim insanity. Now, sometimes they claim insanity, and it's really a frivolous claim. But there are other times when a person claims insanity, and it's actually true that they were insane at the time, and they were unable to think clearly. They were unable to be held responsible for the decision that may or may not have been made. And therefore, when it comes to challenges in life, sometimes, writes the Vilna Gaon, yes, it's true that I may not be held responsible for that failure to overcome the challenge that we are talking about in particular, but on the other hand, I may be held accountable for all the safeguards that were not in place, where I should have been responsible to make sure I don't get involved in a situation to the point where I'm stuck at the end. That is something that we do have to be careful about, which leads me to the final point. Why is this something that I think about when it snows outside? Well, there's a beautiful comment of the Medrash where we're told, and this is something that I've heard many times mentioned. I don't know enough about Jewish theology to know if it's completely accurate, or I'm sure there are many intricacies about this, but it's just something for all of us to think about. Is it possible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would challenge a person with something that they are unable to withstand? Is it possible that the Ribono Shel Olam puts me in a situation where he knows I'm going to fail? A number of years ago, in the English journal called Chakira, which is published out of Flatbush, it's a really beautiful journal, there was a riveting discussion between Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky and a Dr. Rappaport who lives in London. And part of what they were discussing, it's not important to get into the details of the issue, but part of one of the main issues of discussion there, or contention, was really about this point. Is it possible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts somebody into a situation where they have no way out, where they have no way to overcome the challenge that they have been placed in? And that is what I believe a very important theological question. And the Medrash writes, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu menasa es harishayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never test a person, lamasha einam yecholim la'amod, if it was something that I am unable to withstand. Which is really just a beautiful comment of the Imre Emes. And this is really where I started with this whole train of thought. We say every day in our davening in Psukei Dezimra, we quote a pasuk from Tehillim, Hanosein Sheleg Katsamer, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts snow on the ground like wool of a sheep. Now the simple understanding of that pasuk is that sometimes you look out the window when it's snowing and you see it's just so beautiful, it's so pleasant, like the wool of a sheep that's just pure white and it's regal. But the Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe writes, perhaps what this means is really a reference to the experiences of life when HaKadosh Baruch Hu challenges us. And we always need to remember that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts Sheleg in our life, when Hashem sprinkles us with something cold, when the Ribono Shel Olam puts snow onto us, and sometimes that is something that signifies the difficulty of life, don't forget He only puts the amount of snow based on and commensurate to the amount of tzemer, the amount of wool, the warmth of the coat that He has provided with me beforehand. So it's always nosin shela katsamer. Everything is with a very detailed calculation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts snow, puts difficulties, puts obstacles in our lives, but He only does so, writes the Imre Emes, when He first provides me with the tzemer, when He first makes sure to give me all of the warmth and all of the covering and all of the protection that I would need to be able to overcome that challenge. And this is something that I think about every time it snows. When we say in our davening every day, Hanosein Sheleg Katsamer, the rich and beautiful meaning, we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day, please do not test us. Al tavo lo lidei nisayon, velo lidei bizayon. We don't want to have this challenge of being put up to a test, because we never know how difficult that challenge or test might be. But always to remind ourselves that even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu were to test us, there's some kind of assumption, there's some kind of basic understanding, as the pasuk says, El emunah ve'ein avel. The Chafetz Chaim says HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't play tricks with people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in this to make a fool out of us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is straight. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is honest. The Ribono Shel Olam is upstanding. El emunah, He is the God that we believe in. Ve'ein avel, there is nothing wrong. He is perfect. And therefore we have the understanding and the belief that if He, for whatever reason, decides to challenge a person, it must be that he also provided that individual and that person, that family, and all those who are affected with the ability, with the strength, with the wherewithal, and with the protection to be able to overcome whatever that challenge, that nisayon, and that test might be.